not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Be a man, do you realize how many songs are out with the fucking monkey in the title?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, right?
What's some of your favorites?
That's oh, right, for right here. What do you want? Nice. Be a man, how about you? I like Monkey Man by the Rolling Stones.
That's a good one. Yep, they got a couple of monkeys.
How about Shock the Monkey?
Shock the Monkey.
Shock yeah. the Monkey, that's one of my favorites.
That Peter Gabriel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too Much Monkey Business.
Yeah, yeah.
Monkey Gone to Heaven.
Bad Monkey.
Bad Monkey.
How about Monkey Powder?
Fucking Monkey Magic.
Monkey See Monkey Do.
Yeah.
Do you like monkeys?
Fuck Like a Monkey.
Yeah. Do you like monkeys?
Yeah, I like monkeys.
You feel they're an entertaining creature?
Yeah. like a simple person.
Yeah, right. We're basically a fucking inch away from being fucking monkeys, right?
A chromosome away.
Right?
Yeah.
So that means we go from what we do now, we only would add jerking off and shitting in public.
Yeah.
Not caring.
Yeah. Well, they basically, went in the Planet of the Apes, wasn't one of the guys fucking a monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn dirty apes.
Imagine what a fucking pussy smelled like.
Yeah. I saw the recent Planet of the Apes, the latest one.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking good.
Was it?
I heard it was good. Man. I haven't seen it.
You know, my son wanted to go. I was into it.
Oh,
the fucking monkeys
too.
Are dominant.
Yeah. I can imagine, the original Planet of the Apes had, Charlton Heston in it, right? So that was pretty, advanced
right.
back then. So I can imagine 50 years later, what the effects and shit.
It's like the longest-running sci-fi franchise. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. They've been imagine doing them.
Right? Yeah, before Star Wars and everything.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. These monkeys look fucking unbelievable.
These monkeys are fucking great.
They do everything.
Bang a monkey, be a man.
They're at odds with the human beings.
always a clash. Because the monkeys get a little too smart for their own business.
If you were a monkey, right? What kind of monkey would you be?
Be a fucking ape.
A big ape?
Be a gorilla.
A gorilla?
Be a gorilla.
Yeah, sure. that's a great saying. A friend of mine always says, if you're going to be a monkey, be a gorilla.
Yeah. you know what fuck you is to a gorilla, right?
What? Really?
Oh, for real?
That was a joke. Remember, that's an old joke.
See, I believed like an idiot. Yeah.
Don't they all know fucking sign language and shit?
Yeah.
They do, but there was an old joke about someone didn't like someone who went to a zoo and said, well, when you see the gorilla and he gets up close, do this to him.
And
I guess the gorilla grabbed the guy and killed him, whatever. That means fuck you to a gorilla.
Yeah.
Supposedly. In the
really?
Joke. In the joke, yeah. It's an old joke. Yeah.
The fucking monkey. You know what I read, too? You know how the monkeys always show their teeth? You think they're smiling? It's the opposite. It's a grimace.
They're pissed.
They're pissed off.
Oh, they want to eat your fucking face.
Oh, they're fucking a little 40-pound chimp will fucking rip your arm right off.
They'll rip you. We already know. They rip faces off.
Yeah, they get retard strength.
If you were squaring off against a monkey, how big of a monkey do you think you could take in a fight?
Probably half your body weight, maybe.
I would only fight an organ grinder monkey, one of them little ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That way, if he's biting you, just take him and punt him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even then, if they get the fucking drop on you with a bite, you fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're little fucking, they got sharp nails and teeth.
Yeah,
they're fucking vicious animals.
And they got reach, too. They got those fucking long arms.
I think you basically fucked against any monkey unless you can fucking boot him right in the stomach and kill him.
Well, there's a lot of different monkey families.
You know, be a good monkey, those bonobo monkeys, all they do is fuck all day.
Yeah, you know what my favorite species of monkey is? Macaque.
The what?
Macaque.
Oh, macaque.
Yeah.
I like baboons.
Yeah, baboons.
There was, remember there was movies years ago, we used to go all the movies when I was, little, 60 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever. There was something about the baboons took over. Fucking, do you know what movie I'm talking about? Do you remember?
Fucking baboons took over?
The baboons.
Know, yeah. They took over.
Isn't that what Clint Eastwood? Oh, he had an orangutan.
Yeah. Every which way
very
but loose.
Very similar, all that shit.
Oh, yeah. It's all the same thing.
They're between a monkey and an ape, though. They're big.
The orangutans,
yeah. Anyone, oh, yeah. Those are the hairy ones.
Are they the smartest one?
I thought the chimp was.
Really?
Probably, yeah.
Isn't that lady spent fucking years living with these fucking monkeys and apes and shit? What's her name? Goodall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was with gorillas, right?
Yeah, gorillas in the mist.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for her?
Did she get eaten up?
I don't know.
A lot of them
do. I forget
do.
The end.
Do you like when a fucking person dedicated their whole lives to apes gets eaten by one?
Yeah, bears or wolves. Yeah. Fucking, what do you think's going to happen? It's a wild animal.
Yeah.
I mean, feel bad. I just don't. I can't.
No.
I just can't.
Obviously, the people fucked in the head to do it.
Yeah.
They can't get along with humans, so they fucking turn to a fucking...
I mean, come on. Can you imagine having a fucking monkey, you got to put a diaper on it, and it's a pet?
It's like having a fucking baby, I guess, right?
What the fuck?
But if you don't fucking put the diaper on, they fling fucking shit at you.
Right.
Can it be potty trained, I wonder?
Yes, they can. I've been doing a lot of research on monkeys for this episode.
Fucking wacko.
I don't know. There's just everything's been like monkey lately. There's been like that new documentary. Have you seen it? The Chimp Crazy?
No.
Let me give you like a quick synopsis on this thing. So this lady, this one lady that in Missouri, they are fast and loose with exotic animal laws. You can fucking do anything, and you can like import any fucking animal to fucking Missouri. So fucking that's where all these roadside zoos and all these scumbags that get these like tigers and shit, they all get them from there. So this fucking lady, she was like obsessed with monkeys. She had so many monkeys. There was like an issue with one of them. Like the mother died and there was a bunch of babies. She nursed the babies from her own tit.
No.
Nursed the babies from her own fucking titty.
Was she fingering herself at the same time?
Tell me she got her face ripped off when they grew up.
No, no, it hasn't ended that way yet for her.
Not yet. We're hoping.
So this she's running this fucking like shitty kind of roadside zoo, and then this other crazy monkey lady comes along, and fucking PETA's gonna shut down this fucking place. And one of the monkeys there was a monkey that was in a bunch of movies in Hollywood.
Celebrity monkey.
He was in Georgia the Jungle and that movie Buddy.
Thinks he's fucking cool.
So fucking PETA's gonna shut down this fucking place. So this lady steals the fucking chimp right before they get raided, and fucking she's withholding the chimp from the fucking FBI.
Oh man. What the
standoff. It's fucking great.
Lot of monkey drama.
Oh yeah, tons of fucking monkey drama.
Waste of fucking life, man, huh?
Go help Jesus.
Go help people.
But like this lady fucking, she just decided, she's like, I know you're getting sued, I'll buy the place from you and eat the fucking lawsuit. So she was so obsessed with this fucking monkey that she was willing to go through hell for it.
You think they fucked the monkey?
I mean,
why stop there? You're doing everything else for the monkey. You're not going to have sex with the monkey?
That actually brings me on to another topic, is that like, obviously, they say, rumor says that fucking AIDS was created for somebody fucking a monkey, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay,
I believe
that's,
it.
Yeah. That's
probably
a
right.
rumor.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, how else did it come? I mean, that's the only theory I heard, really.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Do all monkeys have AIDS?
Well, maybe it's something that develops if you have sex with a monkey.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have it. They all have AIDS and like it doesn't kill them. It's just like a normal thing.
Yeah. They have AIDS. It's like nothing.
But if they all had AIDS, we probably would have heard about it, right?
Yeah.
Because they would say, don't fuck any monkeys. You're going to get AIDS.
Yeah. But I mean, I could honestly, like the way some of these fucking ladies are, I could see them fucking bending over a barrel and taking a fucking monkey dick.
Some fucking asshole had sex with a fucking monkey 100,000 years ago.
Crazy.
I mean, look at wolves, fucking dogs, coyotes. They're all the same from fucking each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, or you have to think of a human being fucked a monkey.
So, I mean, at some point, we were all monkeys, right?
Right.
Supposedly. Oh, yeah. And then we evolved and they didn't.
Can you trust a monkey, man?
No, you can't trust any wild animal.
No.
You really can't.
How about 20 years having a good time with the fucking monkey and then one day?
But I mean, like the ones that have the monkeys roaming around, like in the fucking living room, and they're jumping up on the tables and fucking like.
They fucking smell like shit, too.
Holy shit. Like, you know? I mean, I don't care. Like, I've seen the ones that are maybe like 25 pounds. They're in the house without cages and shit.
But they
still.
Yeah, that's like a
They're wiry pricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're ornery fucking bastards.
They'll get
bastards.
On you in a second to fucking rip your eyeballs right out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even a little one could fucking leap onto your chest and bite you in the face.
Take your face off.
So in this documentary, she was the lady that sold the monkey to the people in Connecticut. where the fucking monkey ripped the lady's fucking face off.
Oh, yeah, right, that one.
Travis the monkey. Jesus Christ. She bought the monkey the off of this too. Lady. Yeah,
yeah, right?
The hands.
That bloodline.
That fucking woman.
Is that the one I saw in Boston?
Yes.
I saw her in Boston at the face.
She had a new face.
Yeah, it was like all fucked up.
It looks like a Mr. Potato Head.
yeah, it was all. It was a fake face.
Poor thing, yeah. It's a fabricated face.
Luckily for her, she'll never see that face because the eyeballs got ripped off, too.
Do you remember, like, maybe 10 or 15 years ago? Some monkeys got loose in Boston.
Yeah.
And remember that? Did you hear that, Tonzo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they attacked a few people.
Yeah.
They fucked a few people up.
Just like the fucking movie, Planet of the Apes.
Dude, what would you do if you were walking down the street with your buddy, you just had a couple of beers, and you just confronted a fucking pack of apes walking down the street?
If you don't fight, you're done. If you fight, you're done, so you got to go down fighting.
I'll reach for my fucking sidearm. And start fucking popping monkeys.
Aim for the head, be a man.
I ain't gonna reason with no fucking wild monkey or ape. You know what I mean?
But that monkey, Travis the monkey that ripped off the face, that monkey was getting stabbed by the owner the whole time when she was ripping the face off. And then when the cops came, the monkey took fucking 3 shots and went back in the house and kept fucking eating.
Meth.
That's crazy. Yeah.
He's fucking wired on fucking methamphetamine.
He's on fucking beans.
Crazy. Fucking idiot, that woman.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's happened a few. Didn't a woman get murdered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripped her throat out or something?
So say like your neighbor says, be a man, hurry, come over. The monkey's going berserk. You're not going to go over, are you?
No.
No. That's what that poor woman did.
Call 911.
And now she's got no face and no hands to boot.
Oh, what? The 911 call is so fucking horrifying.
Oh, it's fucking unbelievable.
She's just like, the monkey's eating my friend.
How about the...
Yeah, it's so sad. It's so sad that you guys are cracking up.
It's so awful. You have to laugh. The poor fucking woman's got no face and no hands.
So the woman who went over, did anything happen to her?
The one that went over was the neighbor, and she's the one who got face ripped off.
Yeah, the neighbor got the face ripped off.
The person that lived there, what happened to her?
She ended up croaking.
She died, right?
Yeah.
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 She died in fucking misery to what she caused to people. That stupid fucking monkey. Was that the first time the cops ever called him a monkey? It might have been another time.
No, there was another incident.
There was an incident.
It got loose in like the fucking town square and was going around and like people fucking knew the crazy. Monkey and the monkey was going around spanking people like some sort of fucking pervert.
Fucking monkey was
And then they finally fucking detained the beast.
Clearly an unstable monkey.
Oh, yeah. And an unstable monkey.
Once they get out, I mean, they feel threatened, I'm sure.
I mean, she could have had a fucking goldfish or a fucking cat or something. You have to have a fucking ape in the house. I mean, fuck her. If her face got ripped off, I'd say, hey, what do you expect? But the poor neighbor, I feel bad.
How about people that have, like, a pet squirrel or something? It's still fucking wild animal. It's a big rat with a tail.
Idiotic.
That's stupid, but at least it's not something that can rip your fucking face off. How could you go to sleep with a fucking wild animal that could just fucking decide to fucking mutilate you in your fucking sleep?
Oh.
You wake up and the fucking monkey staring at you, looking at you.
It's fucking jerking off and fucking flinging its stringy fucking monkey jizz at you.
That woman slept with the monkey and she was giving the monkey Xanax. No, for real, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The medication, so it's probably all fucked up or having withdrawals, get all fucking angry, you know what I mean?
It's like fucking Project
fucking
X.
Fucking monkey was running the show. Get me a fucking beer. Change the channel.
It's crazy.
Stupid fucking lady.
Fucking unbelievable.
Fuck her.
But there's something like unbelievably hilarious about watching monkeys doing just normal fucking human shit.
Yeah, well, they sent them up to space, right? Originally.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they all get back or they die up there?
You know how there's 2 astronauts? They said they can't come home for another 6 months now.
Oh yeah, and they're gonna have like
gonna
fucking
fuck
3 days left of oxygen when they get picked up. So if they're fucking late, they're gonna be fucking skeletons.
They're gonna fuck up there or what?
I mean, they probably don't want to waste the additional oxygen from the fucking gasping and panting.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, the guy's probably at some point going to want to jerk off anyways, right?
Yeah. Both married to the people on Earth.
Are they?
Probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a bad setup.
Have to be, yeah.
Would you allow your wife to go into fucking space for 6 months with a fucking guy?
With some other
It might
dude?
Not be bad, though. You have 6 months of freedom down here.
That's true. But then you look at that fucking lady. What do you do all day in that fucking thing?
I know.
So stupid.
They're right next to each other, right?
It's fucking dumb.
How do they shit?
Can they float around like I see in the videos? Like
yeah,
fly around?
No, they have those fucking space toilets. We did a whole fucking episode on it.
What did I saw? I saw First Man on Netflix.
Yeah.
That
was
that was good.
It was good?
You see that, Tons?
Not yet.
I think it came out in like 2018 or
documentary?
Something.
Documentary?
No, it's a movie. Ryan Gosling is plays Armstrong.
I want to play a fucking astronaut.
It's some doc shit in there. It's pretty good. Yeah, I love doc movies.
Ride that fucking rocket right into fucking space. No, I barely give a fuck about the people being stuck. If it was monkeys, I really wouldn't give a fuck. Would you?
No.
Two monkeys in space for six months, you go, what the fuck do I care?
I remember being young enough to... I saw the monkeys being shot up to space. You remember that?
The Sputnik.
Yeah.
Sputnik.
One of them croaked. He died, right?
I think
he died the first
one. Did he die in that fucking can they shot up in?
What do you expect?
Yeah, that monkey didn't make it back alive.
But did other monkeys make it back? Poor monkey doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Like back then, they didn't even have seatbelts. They were just rattling around in that fucking can. Fucking,
he died after a half a second. He fucking hit at the wall.
I don't even think they bothered putting a fucking space suit on him. They said, fuck this. It's just a monkey. You think they're going to rig him up with that fucking helmet? Remember they had the hose with a suitcase? They walked down the fucking plank all cool like the right stuff. They said, get the fuck in there.
Yeah, so I mean, they
fucking cattle prodded.
Some of them must have made it back. I wish we would have heard they all died, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Russians, they were shooting the fucking monkeys in there too.
Imagine being the monkeys that survived and there's other dead monkeys rattling around in that fucking thing on the way back.
They'll probably eat them.
Fucking assholes. What else are you going to send? You can't send the fucking dog. I guess the monkey can at least put his hands on the fucking steering wheel.
Well, I think they probably monitored his body because it's more like a human, right?
See how he can take the fucking shock?
Yeah. See how he can take his head smashing off a
wall. You see them fucking rockets, man? You're all strapped up on that fucking thing. Wouldn't you like to try that, though? I'd like to fucking do that.
Yeah, you guys definitely got to. I'm not one of them. I'm pretty hard to please when it comes to movies. That was pretty good. It was.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. First Man is called, and it was.
Really?
Yeah, it came out like 2018, I think, but it just came new to Netflix, so I saw it.
Fucker.
It was good. It was dark.
Yeah.
Had a lot of dark shit.
The other guy's bullshit, Aldrin, because Armstrong got all the fucking credit. Right?
Yeah, well, that was in there, too.
Oh, he's pissed off, the other guy.
He was kind of abrasive.
Yeah.
Not too much about him there, but they ended up going up together.
Right.
Yeah.
So, be a man. Let's just say a hypothetical here. Let's say Elon Musk is a huge fan of be a man, which he probably is.
Better be.
And he offers you a fucking nice round tripper on SpaceX to just fucking go through, nice day trip, just to go to space and to come back. Would you?
No.
No?
No fucking way. I got to be in control. I ain't going.
How long's the fucking trip?
You could pay
me. It's a day trip. You go
up. Day trip.
I'd have a price. You have to pay me. I'd have a price.
It's like got to be million. Super comfy. Can't be like those people that went in that fucking submarine that fucking blew up.
Yeah, no.
That looks
shitty.
This is going to be nice.
I mean, SpaceX is pretty nice. Like, they're NASA fucking, has SpaceX running all their fucking flights.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy the stuff they can do up there.
I'll go with you, man. Fuck it.
Nice.
$5 million each.
You know? This way, if I do fucking croak, at least on Earth, it sounds good. Died in a space mission.
Poor prick.
He's like an astronaut.
The capsule burst.
Yeah, really.
The capsule.
the capsule burst.
I get no interest.
No.
But if I was making money, probably would. For a day.
You float around.
Yeah, go up for a day trip. Just go up to space. I go to the moon and back. Can you go to the moon and back in one day? Do they do that now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're doing fucking... It's like a moon cruise.
I think the moon is like a fucking... It's passé now, right? They're just doing other shit up there. They have the space stations and...
I don't know. Maybe I'll be a skid when push comes to shove. You know what I mean?
You watch that movie. I mean, the way they, getting the things powering up and shit and getting ready to go.
Fucking that rumbling. Yeah.
Oof. I mean, back then, this is a 60, so it was a lot more archaic than it is now.
Those guys had balls, huh?
Yeah, psychos.
They show all their training videos. They crash fucking planes. They go back and they go back for more. Right? Yeah. Chuck Yeager. He was a test pilot.
Good movie.
Tough prick.
They lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think they lost like 9 guys before they actually landed on the moon.
They lost a lot of good men.
Yeah, they did.
Good men went down for the cause.
Patriots doing it for America.
That's true.
I mean,
Now they don't even do shit anymore. How come they haven't gone back to the fucking moon in 100 years? What's the deal? They don't want to?
Yeah, that's because there's nothing there.
I think they just kind of...
Said, fuck, been there, done that?
Nothing to come out of it, I guess.
No, what are you doing there?
I mean, like sand and fucking craters and boulders.
It's a fucking rest stop on the way to the fucking galaxy, you know? It's
I mean, Mars is the next one, right?
Yeah.
See, what's that, 60 million miles away?
I could just see myself. I'm so fucking miserable and nonplussed in the fucking spaceship. You're on the moon. You go, I'm not impressed. This sucks. This sucks too.
I'm not a big. I hate everything. I'm not a big space movie guy. Space. If it's a real story like that, like the first man.
Yeah.
I'm all
like
in. But
the background.
But like the other shit, like
Gravity
Wars.
Was really good. Gravity was
that was another
good.
One. Yeah.
I saw that at in Reading at the big screen.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun.
Nice. That was pretty. Yeah, that was cool.
Fuck
it. What was the other one with like Matt Damon? That was all right.
Oh, The Martian.
That was pretty good. I ended up watching that.
Same thing. Everybody's stuck.
What's the other one?
Everybody's in a fucking jam on space.
Yeah.
Just like what's going on now.
Right.
You were saying earlier something about how you wanted to play an astronaut.
Yeah.
I could see you being the fucking the gristled guy fucking in Mission Control with a fucking cigarette hanging
down in Houston.
By Dan Harris.
Yes.
Failure is not an option. All that shit. All those fucking cliches.
That was a good movie.
That was good.
13. Yeah.
That was good.
That was a good movie.
They had a slingshot around the fucking moon or whatever the fuck they did, right?
Yeah.
It was down to a second. If they fucked up, they were gone.
That's that was a good movie. True.
Right?
True.
That was
true
good,
story,
though.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, definitely like a manly movie or a movie that kind of represents like all that is man. King fucking Kong.
Oh, legendary.
Yeah.
Still going.
He's in love with this little fucking blonde. That's like 1/100th the size of him.
Yeah, he couldn't
expect a banger.
Yeah, he couldn't even get a pube in that fucking
thing.
I saw my son. I took him to see the last fucking Kong versus Godzilla fucking showdown.
I heard that was
who
pretty,
won.
I heard that was pretty good.
I think they'd fuck it to a draw. They'd become buddies. Like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Set up for part two.
I thought it sucked. I was fucking tortured. I like when I don't like fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like the original black and white. The original black and white King Kong?
Yeah.
Like 1938?
Primitive.
Yeah.
Primitive.
Yeah, like, I mean, the fucking giant ape kind of fucking, he's shunned by society.
Right.
He wants to bang the fucking little broad.
Right.
He's fucking sitting there. He'll fucking take that broad to the top of the fucking, top of the tower, just swatting
Empire
fucking
State
planes.
Poor, he was misunderstood.
He was misunderstood.
More than evil.
Yeah, he just wanted to be loved.
Then they come out with that movie, Rampage, with the fucking rock.
Yeah.
It was basically, it was a guy, the fucking monkey was acting like King Kong.
Yeah.
He was a different color.
Yeah, it was based on a fucking video game from 1982.
Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah.
I said, there's no fucking difference between the two.
Right?
Boy, I see it. How about you be a man? They got to float you on a fucking barge from fucking Asia to America.
That's what they used to do with all the, get all the animals for the circus, right?
The circus.
Go over and just fucking grab them.
But like some of the celebrity monkeys, you got to think fucking, obviously, you think Bubbles. Fucking Michael Jackson's fucking monkey.
Fucking guy.
What kind of shit did that monkey fucking witness?
Oh.
Was that monkey in the room when he was doing stuff to fucking kiddie poos?
Probably, right?
Was the monkey involved?
Have they brought the monkey in for questions?
Is the monkey still alive?
I mean,
I think he croaked that monkey.
Oh,
did he?
Because Jackson was dead like 20 years.
Yeah,
right?
I think was he predeceased?
He was predeceased. I think they like a lot of them like live pretty fucking old, almost as old as we do, right?
Which sucks.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because me, she got the pets. I'm waiting for them to fucking croak. You shouldn't say that because I'm but the fucking monkey, you're in for a long haul.
All the pets going strong up there?
Yeah. Well, no, one's One's a fucking may have to go to sleep.
Oh, really?
Cross the rainbow bridge.
Not your buddy.
Not my buddy.
Yeah.
One of the other ones tonight.
So are you celebrating the loss
no,
instead of mourning?
No, because even though this one may, you know, it's really the dogs that piss me off more than the other things.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking, dogs are retarded. I've never in my whole life come to this realization as I have with these two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My whole life to dogs. I had a dog, whatever, dogs, see people with dogs. But when you see these two on a daily basis, it'll make you hate dogs.
Yeah.
All dogs. Every dog.
And dogs are like Down syndrome babies.
They are so fucking needy and retarded. Yeah. I can't take it. It's unbelievable how fucking needy
a
dog.
A lot of responsibility.
Dude.
It's like having a kid.
The work that goes into having a fucking dog. I don't do any of it. But but they suck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dog lovers.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love them, and I would want one, but I know that it's a lot of work, and I know that I would probably end up giving it a shitty life. So fucking, I just spare the fucking animal.
If you had a ranch... The door open, the fucking thing goes in. Right. I mean, that's different.
Yeah, they go out. They
run outside, take a shit, come
like
in.
A German shepherd, he runs around, he protects the place, he stays away from you half the time, you know what I mean?
Comes home with a fucking armadillo in his mouth, and you give him a steak different. And fucking rub his belly.
What the fuck? We have two little dogs. Get this, they bark all fucking day, they shit in the house. What is the fucking point of this?
What kind of dogs are they?
One's a fucking, like a fucking stuffed pig. His legs, it's not a dash hound, but his legs are this long.
Yeah.
And he's like fucking fat as a bastard. It's like a fucking pig.
It's like a balloon.
He can't, he's young. He can't even fucking walk. What's he going to be in 5 years? The way he's going. The other one is like a white little furry thing. Fucking barking. Oh, yeah. Barking.
Is it a fucking Pomeranian? One of those
something
fucking,
like that. Yeah, yeah. That fucking vein.
Ankle biter.
Once they get down to like to a certain size, like too small, they just fucking, I can't handle their fucking attitudes, and you just want to fucking throw them.
I just went to see my brother Chuck right in Somerville. I went in the house. The fucking dog was barking like a lunatic. Fucking hit my brother going, shut the fuck up! What the fuck you barking about? Then as soon as he saw me, he goes, I never should have got this fucking dog. Him too, see? Nobody likes him. You got the cats, right, Bama?
Yeah, they're quiet.
One, two.
Yeah, they fuck around. I got a spray bottle. I fucking spray them with water. They hate water. They stop pissing me off. I grab that and they fucking.
Really? They flee?
Everything fucking
they
calms down.
The fucking bed.
Everything calms down.
How about, like, would you be able to take, like, say, like, they have, like, the finger monkeys that are, like, fucking, I don't know, they, like, maybe they're under 20 pounds. Like, maybe, like, 15 pounds, maybe this tall.
A real monkey?
Yeah, real monkey. Would you have that as a pet?
I'm afraid not.
Like, they're still, yeah, like, I see them. They fucking, like, they jump up on the tables and they fucking.
I don't think I'd have a monkey that was the size of a hamster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just trust them.
I really want no part of any monkey vicious. Of any size.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they all fling shit, but they must be smaller turds.
And then they make like all that fucking racket. They make a lot of noise, don't they? That stupid noise they make.
Oh, yeah. And they fucking, they just bang
they
shit.
They squeak. Squeal, squeak.
The only good monkey's a dead monkey. I fucking hate all animals. You know that, Pia, man.
You do. I like animals. I don't mind animals, but a lot of them I couldn't have for a pet.
You know, like, I like cows because I can have a nice fucking steak.
Yeah, right.
The rest of them can go fuck themselves.
Look at that like a fucking hunk of beef.
Right?
I could see Be a Man in like kind of like a buddy comedy with a chimp.
Like
every which way. Work. I will say that.
Every which way but loose.
Yeah.
You know something? That's not a bad idea.
Those are great movies, right?
That would be actually a good reboot starring Be a Man. Perfect.
Okay, yeah. And obviously you're in it. Like what would your role could
be
like
best buddy.
Be like the
He had a best,
yeah, like
best
a buddy. Yeah.
You were the guy that he bought the monkey from on the black market.
Right, like I'm shady. Yeah. I sell monkeys.
You live in
but
Missouri.
This one turned out to be a gem and a sidekick for Be a Man. I think I'm getting rid of a bad fucking.
Well, that's
monkey.
Orangutans, right?
Yeah.
What was the movie with John Lithgow? He was like played an orangutan. Remember?
Oh, I don't even know.
It was supposed to be like kind of like Bigfoot, but he looked like an orangutan.
Oh, Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, yeah, that one.
What was he?
It was supposed to be Bigfoot.
Okay, all right. You look like
a
monkey.
Sasquatch.
Dog.
My son was telling me the other day, my youngest son, about Bigfoot. I go, fuck it. He goes, no, it's true. I go, I'm looking for big ass, not Bigfoot. There's no Bigfoot. Yes, there is. I go, there's no fucking Bigfoot.
All the videos are bullshit.
There's definitely Bigfoot because I was just listening to something the other day and it said they really smell if you get close to them. So how would someone know that if there wasn't
right?
I mean, look at the thing. You'd have to assume that it fucking stinks. Thanks.
They seem to be 9 feet tall and fucking walk around slowly, and there's not enough fucking proof still.
They're just skulking around.
Just walking around.
Skulker.
Yeah, I don't believe any of that bullshit. No.
How about, like, when they have them do shit, like, they have the monkeys fucking smoke?
Yeah, and, I don't fucking know.
I think it's like there's nothing funnier than it.
No, that's
like
great.
Just the image of a fucking monkey smoking a cigar or a fucking. I used to love on The Simpsons, Krusty the Clown, his little, he had his sidekick monkey that used to rip butts.
They get addicted too to the tobacco.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, they get addicted in fucking a lot of these fucking. I've seen it in like these like weird fucking places in Thailand and shit, fucking in these like monkey fucking ranches and shit. They have them fucking pumping them full of booze and fucking like they do drugs, they do everything.
Well, they do it just for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
Do you know Mike Adams had a pet?
Yes.
And it froze to death. Yeah, that's
one of the best stories ever.
Sports radio.
One of the funniest guys in the world.
Really?
Super talented, good friend of mine. He has his own podcast for years.
John goes on.
True
every
fucking
three
genius
months.
Performer.
So what should happened?
Have been the biggest. But he had a pet monkey.
He had a pet monkey.
And it froze to death. And he had to dispose of the fucking body.
He threw it in a dumpster, right?
He threw it in the dumpster.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But it was like the monkey. The monkey, like, drove him crazy, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think he inherited the monkey or something.
Yeah, he felt bad.
He tried. You see what I mean? It's a perfect example of.
He came home and it was, like, fucking destroyed the house or something, right?
Yeah, and then he just fucking killed the thing and threw it in the trash.
I think he put it in a cage and like left it outside or something, or froze it.
Froze,
or something,
fucking
right?
Was
something
stiff
like
as a fucking board.
You have to be a psychopath to be able to fucking live with that and fucking welcome it into your life.
Sooner or later, it could snap. You don't know what's going to set it off to make it snap. You do something like. You know, you just don't know. You and go like this to him or whatever by accident.
Oh, they might take that as a fucking personal insult.
Yeah, you don't know.
And then if the thing acts up, what are you going to talk to it? Go, hey, listen, just relax. Take it easy. They don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah, you can't
really
reason with the monkey.
I'm really disappointed in your behavior, young man.
I'm going to send you to your fucking room with them yellow teeth. Get in there.
Yeah, you're going to put the monkey on a fucking timeout?
Right.
Like the thing's going to fucking throw its shit in your face and fucking blind you and then fucking eat the rest of you.
You can't spank the monkey. Oh, that seems funny. Spank the monkey.
Yeah.
Spank the monkey.
So,
is that a song?
It was a movie. Wasn't it a movie? Spank
yeah,
the monkey.
That means jerking off, right?
Yeah. I'd rather say choke the chicken than spank the monkey.
Choke the chicken.
What's he doing? Spanking the monkey or choking the chicken?
I like choke the bishop. I've heard that.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Because it does look like a bishop.
Yeah.
Right. In the
fucking Bishop game. Sheen.
Yeah.
Phony prick. Give me your money.
Be a man.
Experience. Odd fact. In China, they would use monkeys as fucking almost like walking landmines. They would strap them up with like fucking incendiary devices, like burnable shit, like barrels of oil and shit.
Oh,
and they'd
send
them behind enemy lines and then pepper them with fire arrows and the fucking things would explode. They used to fucking use them as like fucking suicide bombs.
Like a human bomb.
Why not? I mean, let them fucking contribute to wars too. Fuck them. Why should they get away and fucking have a human being slaughtered? They're in the fucking tree having a good time?
No shit.
How about if, speaking about like using animals, right? How about if you were like one of those people that like, they have dogs that they use for science?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine doing that. Imagine being one of the people that did work in there.
You mean like experiments?
Like testing them and shit. And fucking.
Do you care if they do that to animals? I really don't.
I wouldn't want to be the one doing it.
No.
And they say, well, it's in the name of science. It's good for humans.
I'm all for it.
I remember as a kid, I watched, I think I saw Project X in the theater with Matthew Broderick and the fucking monkeys. Yeah. And they were experimenting with them fucking flying and they were fucking flipping out and shit. I remember that movie made me bawl like a fucking baby when I was a kid. I felt so bad for those fucking monkeys.
When you're a kid, you like monkeys more than you grow up. You say, fuck
them.
And
you don't know any better.
Yeah, then you
Curious George.
Curious George. Cute, right? Yeah. The guy loved the fucking monkey.
I think that came after us, though, right?
Yeah. The man with the yellow hat was the guy.
My kids like it.
Every kid liked it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. See, like, you know, my older kids, my younger kids, they had the little phase with that. But nowadays, the young kids, I wonder if they still give a fuck about Curious George.
Yeah, I think he's wavered.
It's over, right?
Yeah, his run's over.
Because the guy with the yellow hat was a child molester.
Right.
But anytime you see, like, fucking, like, monkeys wearing human clothes, like a fucking monkey at a baseball game wearing the fucking uniform.
They had that in the Stooges, like, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, all of that shit. Fucking monkeys riding fucking unicycles. Fucking
Oh, fuck
sweeping
that.
Sweeping the floor. Fucking, like, Could you imagine, like, you could actually, you teach these monkeys how to do these things. You could have these monkeys as fucking slaves, where they fucking, that, like, I saw a thing where there was a monkey that would literally go into the fucking fridge, pull food out, put it in the microwave, and then fucking serve it to the fucking human.
Imagine.
Would you have a monkey fucking wait on you hand and foot?
I don't know. I don't trust. Yeah. Like I said, I don't trust them.
It's just a matter of time before they snap.
Right. So Santa's an actor, right? And I wait. And I go, listen, we got a lead role for you, but your co-star for the next 3 months, every day going to work with this monkey. It's highly trained. I'd be so fucking bummed out. I would almost have to pass. I'd go, yeah, I know something. See, I can't. Because I have bad energy, and the animal will notice this. That's what people say. I'm so dark, my aura, it'll bite me.
I've seen, like, when they've had monkeys on TV, like, trained monkeys on, like, talk shows and stuff, and they fucking get unruly.
Yeah.
I mean,
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking...
I mean, do they stand by on the sidelines with the fucking tranquilizer gun? Like, would they fucking...
should.
Oh, yeah. You can never trust a monkey. Oh, no.
Never trust a monkey. Oh, no. There's a reason why they're shot into space. Don't have one as a pet, because it will rip off your face.
Be a man.